go to Houston, Texas. Somebody listening on the Catholic Answers app. Brandon, thanks for calling. What's your question for Jimmy?
Oh, hello. Thanks for having me, guys. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Well, it's kind of funny. I've been calling in Monday and Tuesday, but my friend and I have been, I guess, debating, and I've been trying to defend the faith a little bit, and he's associated with the denomination of Assemblies of God.
Uh-huh.
And today's topic was, between me and him, was the purgatory and the foundation of religion. You know, I gave him 1 Peter 1:6-9. I've given him 1 Corinthians 3:12-15 about purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
And the response he has given me is that...
Brandon, we're having a little trouble hearing you. Can you please speak directly into the phone?
Yes. The response he gave me that there was no purgatory was the story of the thief who was on the cross with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and who has said to remember him when they enter paradise. And he
right.
said that he went straight to heaven, but not purgatory.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of got stuck in that situation of providing him more scripture or explanations about purgatory.
Okay. So you'd like a response to that?
Yes, support, if you will.
Okay. So the thief on the cross is an exceptional case. I mean, most people are not dying alongside Jesus and told by Jesus that they're going to be saved. So there's kind of, to use another legal analogy, there's an old legal saying that hard cases make bad law. And in something similar applies in biblical studies where, you know, exceptional cases can't be used to prove general principles. And so even if you grant that the thief on the cross is not going to experience any form of purgatory, well, okay, you can't build a general rule out of that. This is one guy, and he's being told something specially by Jesus himself as he's dying alongside Jesus at a crucial moment in God's plan of the ages, you know, namely at the time of the crucifixion. And so, you know, God is omnipotent, and he can purify somebody instantly if he wants, if he chooses, and so consequently, that could be what Jesus is choosing here. He's just choosing to purify this guy instantly, and consequently, you can't take a single person's example like that and say, well, therefore, that's what happens to everybody. That's what's known as a hasty generalization. It's a logical fallacy. And so to appeal to the thief on the cross as a disproof of purgatory along those lines involves the fallacy of hasty generalization. You can't simply conclude a general principle like there is no purgatory based on one guy's experience in what's clearly an exceptional situation. Having said that, there are other problems in citing that passage. One of them is what Jesus actually tells the good thief is, today you will be with me in paradise. And okay, so maybe he's going, that just says today. Maybe he's going to have purgatory for a few hours or minutes or even seconds and still be with Jesus in paradise today. So you don't even have a denial that he's going to experience any kind of purgation. Furthermore, there's a grammatical issue in the Greek, because the Greek can be taken more than one way in this passage. Jesus could be saying, you're going to be with me in purgatory today, or he could be saying, today I'm telling you, you're going to, I'm sorry, I need to back up for just a second. He could be saying, you're going to be in paradise today, or he could be saying, today I'm telling you, you're going to be in paradise. And both of those are permitted options in the Greek. Then there's an even larger issue, which is we don't understand how time works in the afterlife, and purgatory may not take any time at all. We're told that at the second coming, when Jesus comes back, we're going to be transformed as in the twinkling of an eye. So God can purify you in a flash if he wants to, and that could be how it normally works. If you take a look at Pope Benedict's encyclical Salvi on Christian Hope, and you look in the section on purgatory there, he talks about how purgatory, you know, maybe, and according to a lot of theologians, is an encounter with the transforming love of Christ that purifies us of all the remaining consequences of sin and makes us capable of experiencing the glory of heaven. And he talks about how it can't be reckoned in earthly time. And so from an earthly time-bound perspective, purgatory could be instantaneous. And so, once more, the example of the thief on the cross doesn't disprove purgatory. So you've got right there about four different ways to show that this verse doesn't prove what your friend thinks it does.
Brandon, I hope that helps. Thanks for calling in from Houston.